Now, today Mr. Cook's going to be speaking to us about Daniel. Now, Daniel's one of my favourite people in the Old Testament. And he has asked us if we would read from the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. Beginning to think perhaps I should have got somebody else to read this. My voice will probably hold out, I think. Daniel's training in Babylon, chapter 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and he put him in the treasure house of his God. And the king ordered Aspenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that they were to enter into the king's service. Among these were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name of Belshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way. Now God had caused the official to show favour. Excuse me. Now God had caused the official to show favour and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord and the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men of your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So we agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. To these 4 young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none to equal Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Now, have you guys heard of Daniel before? You haven't? Well, you have now, right? So, and what was, do you pick up what was the one thing that made them different from all the other young men? Yep. That's right. And are we told that we need to eat more healthier food these days? Yeah, we are, aren't we? And, you know, we as a society are getting told that we need to lay off the rich foods and we need to have good basic foods. And you get told to drink plenty of water at school. You take your water bottle along. Yeah. So you remember that this is nothing new. God told Daniel that way back in the Bible, in the Old Testament times. And we're having to relearn the lesson now. Because we get a bit overweight sometimes, don't we, when we eat too much rich food. It isn't good for us. And it would almost seem as though it dulls the mind a bit too. But the important thing was that Daniel wanted to honour God. And he said, this is one way that I can do it. God had told them, the Jews, that they shouldn't eat certain things. And Daniel wanted to abide by that. So, hopefully you'll remember about Daniel going forward.